news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. Someone gave a waitress in Texas a $2,000 tip, but she still hasn't gotten any money from it. The restaurant said they can't process a tip that big. You know what I think? I think the restaurant is scamming her. That's what I think. Can't process it. 8:01 now. Here's CBS News.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with President-elect Trump's embattled choice for defense secretary and a possible move to replace him with former Trump foe, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Correspondent Nicole Killian has our top story from Capitol Hill.
DeSantis has hinted at what a U.S. military would look like under his command.
I'm taking out all the social experimentation, all the woke, all the political.
Trump's current Pentagon pick, Pete Hegseth, made the rounds on Capitol Hill.
What is your message to senators?
I welcome their advice.
The former Fox News host has come under increasing scrutiny for accusations of financial mismanagement, sexual misconduct, and repeated intoxication.
The final congressional race of the 2024 election cycle has finally been decided, and it goes to the Democrat in California's Central Valley. Adam Gray has ousted incumbent Republican John Duarte by the closest margin in the country, just 187 votes, tilted by mail-in ballots. It means the GOP will retain a thin majority in the House next year with 220 seats to Democrats, 215. The Supreme Court hears arguments today on a Tennessee law that bans puberty blockers and hormone treatments for trans teenagers under 18. Sam Law is with the Human Rights Campaign.
This case is really about should trans kids have the same rights as every other kid? And should they have access to health care?
A total of 24 states have banned the use of drugs to treat minors with gender dysphoria. South Korea's leader is in danger of losing his job a day after he declared, then rescinded martial law, plunging his country into political chaos. Correspondent Remy Innocencio reports from Seoul.
President Yoon is now facing fierce calls for his resignation. If that does not happen, there is a movement winding its way through the National Assembly, the legislature, to impeach him.
Search crews near Pittsburgh are still searching for a grandmother believed to have fallen into a sinkhole linked to an abandoned mine after she went out to search for her missing cat Monday. State Trooper Steve Lamani.
We've had groups go down and they were able to make entry into the mine area. Hopefully she's in an air pocket.
The FBI investigating mystery drones that have been circling overhead in central New Jersey.
We saw one right up above us that was the size of our car. I mean, it's crazy.
They're very fast. They dart around, but no one can figure out why are they here.
Officials in Somerset County say drones prevented a medevac helicopter from picking up a person seriously injured in a car accident and transporting them to the hospital last week. S&P futures up 17. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A cold front brings gusty winds and a little snow today. A wind advisory is in effect this afternoon through midnight. Forecasters are warning of blowing snow and reduced visibility, along with sub-zero wind chills expected through tomorrow morning. A Kenosha County teacher already facing child-related sex crime charges now has additional charges in Racine County, including felony child enticement. A preliminary hearing for Anna Crocker is scheduled for next week. The state DNR is reporting a slight increase in deer hunters this year with about 790,000 licenses sold. There was a total harvest of about 190,000 deer. The season was notably safe, with only one non-fatal firearm-related incident reported. And in its inaugural year, the Gateway Technical College esports program achieved success. Three of their teams reached the Eastern College Athletic Conference playoffs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers head to Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers on their way to Detroit to play the Lions tomorrow night at Ford Field. The Lions now have 18 players on injured reserve, 13 of them defensive players. I asked running back Josh Jacobs, the only teams they've lost to are the Lions, Eagles, and Vikings, all playoff teams. At 9-3, do the Packers feel like a postseason contender?
I would say we're heading that way. To me personally, I feel like a lot of these games, even the games that was close for us, it's a lot of things that we kind of did. Whenever we lock in, as a team, feel like it's us versus us.
College basketball, the Badgers no longer undefeated. They lost in Madison last night, 67-64 to Michigan. The Badgers now 8-1. They face Marquette on Saturday. The Bucks with another win, 127-107 over the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo, proud of how Damian Lillard is becoming a vocal leader on the team.
Damian did a great job just having us in that mindset that we got to put the game away. This way we become the team that we try to become.
The Bucks host the Hawks tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and windy today with light snow developing this afternoon. Temperatures are going to drop as well. We'll go from the 30s around midday into the low 20s by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, 13 with a wind chill below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Fellas, you ever be in a club and see three women walking together? You know, sometimes they hold hands, sometimes they don't. The pretty one always first. I want to speak to all the third women in the house tonight. You know who you are. I know why pretty girls always had that one ugly girl with them, too. Because while number one and number two dance, they need somebody to watch their coats and purses. Don't lie to me. I see it all the time. Don't lie to me. Number one and number two be on the dance floor. Hey! Third chick, put napkins over drinks and covering the coats and purses. Falling out. Go, besties! I'd be at the table right next to her like, you know you ain't got to live like this your whole life. Come with me.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much.
Wonderful World, 809 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics as well. Here's a Christmas tip for you. If you're stuck buying a Christmas present for someone you don't like this year, try one of these. A frustrating game, a puzzle with a missing piece, or how about a magic trick that doesn't work? You always have to buy the Christmas presents for someone you don't like. I like everyone. So I buy nice gifts for everyone no matter what. It's 8:10. Local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics, and the guess who? These eyes.
These eyes cry every watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Love Loving Spoonful, John Sebastian and family there in Summer in the City. 8:16, local news, 10 list hits, now some Christmas classics as well, right here at WRJN. So what's the most messed up or embarrassing Christmas gift you ever received? Here were some of the best ones we heard. An uncle giving his nephew his beard in a Ziploc bag. A gift card to a lingerie store from grandma. Oof. And a bag of shredded cheese from an aunt. I don't know, beard in a Ziploc bag. I don't know anything about it. No, that's that. And you can't return it either. What do you do with it?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sharon Stone has accused director Sam Raimi of having no loyalty. That's according to Deadline. The two worked together on Raimi's fantastic film, The Quick and the Dead, on which Stone was a producer. She says after that film, Raimi went on to direct big films and totally forgot about her. Stone credits herself for bringing Raimi from B-movies to A-list movies. That might be true, but she also took credit for Russell Crowe and Leonardo DiCaprio's stardom. Great actress, but who knew she was a kingmaker? If you're one of those people who still watches Saturday Night Live, good for you. There are still some good laughs here and there. Also, you can look forward to former cast regulars Chris Rock and Martin Short hosting before Christmas. Rock will host December 14th, and Martin Short will host December 21st. This coming Saturday, Paul Mescal hosts with Shibuzi as the musical guest. Enjoy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And that would be WAUK AM 540.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The second day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Check out Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
riding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet.
With a Jingle Bell Rock. Question, how do you eat a candy cane? We're talking about you. Curved or straight end first? Well, a poll found 55% of us start with the straight end, 28% go curved end first, and 17% smash it into pieces and eat it that way. I kind of like that smashed into pieces thing. Yeah. I would start with the straight end, but smashed into pieces sounds good. This magic moment. Benny King and the Drifters right now. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, at WRJN.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other, until I kiss you, and then it happened. It took me by sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Oh,
Kristen Schaut at WRJN. Chris Morrow, our general manager here at the radio station, flies planes. He's got a license. He can really do it. He's a flyer. I got to ask him about this. 32% of Americans said they're confident they can land a plane in an emergency. Experts said they're not too sure about it.
I keep on dancing for Daddy, not a plane, the jig right now. Dancing on a shaky, shaky baby. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion for Daddy, not a do the locomotion, yeah. Dancing on a crowd, don't hear it in my way. Shaky, shaky, perfect dance. Keep on dancing at a crack and roll. Keep on dancing at a crack and roll. Keep on dancing at a crack and roll. Keep on dancing, call. Dancing at a keep on a new energy. Dancing at a shaky, shaky, baby. Then come on and show me how you work. Keep on.
Keep on dancing. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. Looking for some rain and snow showers. Highs near 37 today. Partly cloudy right now, 28 degrees. Beautiful morning at Radio Park. According to a survey, 82% of people are open to receiving secondhand holiday gifts, which is up from 11% last year. So what items are people giving? Well, electronics are the most common, followed by sporting goods, home improvement items. People are also giving secondhand books, media like Blu-rays and vinyl records, toys and games, jewelry, ceramics and ornaments, video games, arts and crafts, and bags and purses. Please, if you're going to give me a secondhand gift, I don't mind. Just not used underwear, all right? It's 8:30. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Wisconsin winter wind is picking up. A wintry mix of gusty winds and snow comes as a cold front moves through the state today. A wind advisory kicks in this afternoon and runs through midnight. The combination of snow and strong winds is expected to cause blowing and drifting snow, potentially reducing visibility and making driving difficult. It won't be much snow. Forecasters say people should prepare for sub-zero wind chills into tomorrow morning. A Kenosha County teacher already charged with child-related sex crimes in Kenosha County now has charges moving forward in Racine County. In court yesterday, Anna Crocker appeared remotely in Racine through the Kenosha County Jail. The new charges in Racine include felony child enticement and exposing a child to harmful material. The former staff member at Riverview Elementary School faced initial charges for allegedly sexually assaulting a 12-year-old boy during a sleepover at her home. An additional bond amount of $100,000 was added yesterday. A preliminary hearing in Racine County is next week. There's another Kenosha court date in March. A social media post led to the arrest of a Kenosha High School student with a gun. Kenosha police arrested the Indian Trail High School student Monday after they got a tip. Officials say the 16-year-old boy didn't threaten anyone with the gun. School staff and police say they're checking their policies after an initial search of the student failed to find the weapon. And fine art for kids is free. The Milwaukee Art Museum has announced free admission for kids 12 and under. That's thanks to a gift from a donor. A statement says the generous donation aims to provide children with access to world-class art experiences and to foster family engagement. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy and windy today with light snow developing this afternoon. Temperatures are going to drop as well. We'll go from the 30s around midday into the low 20s by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, 13 with a wind chill below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Football has hitting, clipping, spearing, blocking, piling on, late hitting, unnecessary roughness, and personal fouls. Baseball has the sacrifice. Football is played in any kind of weather. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, mud. Can't read the numbers on the field. Can't read the yard markers. Can't read the players' numbers. The struggle will continue. In baseball, if it rains, we don't come out to play. I can't come out to play. It's raining out. In football, the object is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy, in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line. In baseball, the object is to go home and to be safe. I hope I'll be safe at home. Safe at home.
The sun's rising. The coffee's perking. It wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, now Christmas classics too at WRJN. You know, they a survey of women now, just women they asked this question to. What do you do with a particularly bad gift? Here's how they said it. 33% return it immediately. 25% actually wear it to avoid hurting their partner's feelings. 20% re-gift it, and 10% sell it on eBay. You know, I noticed some of those old gifts I gave somebody on eBay once. They look familiar to me. Now I know. Ain't no mountain high enough. Here's Diana Ross at WRJN.
Ooh,
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
She's just my star.
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know she's
just my star.
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know she's
mine, so fine.
Don't you know she's
just my star.
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know she's
just my star.
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know she's
just my star.
Hey, let me ask you something here. If you got a fitness-related holiday gift, like a gym membership or home workout equipment, would you be happy or insulted? 38% of people said they'd be happy. 7% said insulted. For all those people that said insulted, send it to me. I will gladly take it. And I need it. It's 8:43. Local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics too at WRJN.
You and
WRJN with different drums, Stone Ponies, and, of course, Linda Ronstadt. It's 8:46 now. This is a fun fact. If you had $1 billion and spent $1,000 a day, it would take you about 2,749 years to run out of money. That's just $1 billion. What about these people that have, like, $20 billion? $1 billion, you spend $1,000 a day, takes you over 2,700 years to run out of money. Of course, you don't live that long, so you would never run out of money. 8:46 at WRJN.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Your one-stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and find great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Baby, it's so far away. Times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Watching Deadpool 2 on his phone on a plane while wearing headphones. Now, a little kid behind him was watching from between the seats and got upset at a violent scene. The mother yelled at the guy, who had no idea the kid was watching, and the guy wants to know if he's the jerk in this situation. I don't think so. I mean, it just was a regular movie. It wasn't some dirty movie or anything. The kid just happened to be watching between the seats. I don't think he's the jerk. Not in this case. He might be a jerk, but not because of this. It's 8:52. Local news, timeless hits, and now Christmas favorites as well, right here at WRJN. But right now, we've got the Stones for you.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tanned, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
where all your money's going. The average American spends $28,766 on snacks in their lifetime. That's a lot of Little Debbie cakes. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Once again, bright and early here at WRJN. Coming up next, Dan Marcus. But right now, the Bobby Fuller Four, and I Fought the Law.